views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and Transformation Talk Radio FM. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN and are available for those of you who are listening later. The Higher Self Network works 24 hours a day. So if you catch this later, you can catch the energetic shifts when you listen later. You can feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is Karen Campbell-Benton. She is a certified body talk practitioner, Mindscape practitioner, UN Method master and instructor, certified acute care nurse, practitioner and mother. And Karen is the owner of Limitless Living, which was formerly Intuitive Living. And she provides private and group sessions and seminars to connect each and every person to their infinite potential. I met Karen, and must be 6 years ago or so now. And we've been working together ever since. And Karen, are you there?
I am.
Oh, yay. There you are.
So happy to be here.
I am so happy you are here too. I love to work with you. And we both have been so busy. We haven't really had much of a chance to catch up with each other unless we're on radio together. This was actually my fourth radio show in 9 days because I hosted Dr. Pat's radio show last Monday. And then I had my regular show. And then I was interviewed on a radio show yesterday about my new Life Sparks book. It's like 20 authors that got together to share stories of inspiration. And ooh. So, yeah.
I didn't know that. And are you one of the authors?
Yes. Yeah. So the book came out in Amazon this week. And so I'm excited about it. In my book, I was sharing my story about how I ended up doing this work.
Yeah.
And, you and I have been talking about, for this show that we wanted to talk about all the beauty in life and, the difference between seeing life as beautiful and seeing life as challenging, I guess. So I'm going to give you the floor here and we will talk about this a bit. And then we have a couple callers already.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah. So I'll try to make it brief because I think sometimes when people call in this quickly, it really provides the opportunity for the listeners to experience what the title might be about, right? Words that can be so limiting and can really keep us from accessing the fullness of what we are, together presenting and opening the community of listeners to. But in short, it's basically, the title of this show was really about looking at all the different beliefs, right? And life is beautiful versus life is hard, and the aspects of our conscious mind, what we're aware of, right? And often we can see how our loved ones have fears about stepping into aspects of their life because of whatever their life experiences might have been. But do we always have that awareness on ourselves of what the the beliefs and the thoughts and the fears and the expectations for life that keep us limited, that keep us small. And sometimes something as simple as we want to, you know, and we'll talk about this and you'll hear the community talk about this, saying they want to feel and really experience the beauty of life more. And sometimes the path to doing that is taking a look at the opposite of that, which is life is hard, and how that belief might be running in the background and is in conflict with what you want to bring into your life, and how energy work and bringing awareness to this can be a really powerful way to expand and bring more of what you want into your life. And it's kind of like, you know, that famous iceberg image, right? Where you've got the part of the iceberg that you can see, but then underneath it is this ginormous mass, or our subconscious mind. And then I'll add one last piece to that. You know, the idea that we've got our subconscious mind is processing 20 million environmental stimuli per second compared to our conscious mind, which is only processing 40.
Wow.
So, I mean,
that's
kind
quite
of
a difference.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool to really be connected to and bring awareness to this possibility that we can have things running in the background that can make it more challenging for us to bring what we want into our lives. And sometimes working with an energetic practitioner, you know, doing what we're doing here, can support us to bring that into our awareness and dissolve the way in which it's limiting our life, right? Because then it's affecting our senses. And then our senses are going to pick up on this belief, perhaps, that life is hard, because it may be sort of ingrained in us, or we may have adopted that belief in our childhood to make us feel safe and help us navigate life. When we're a kid, if we adopt our parents' beliefs that life is hard, it can really serve us at that time.
But explain that. How does it serve us?
Well, it allows us to adhere to the rules that our family has set up as to what's possible and what's not. Well, if life is hard, then you must get a job, and it doesn't matter if you like it or not, then you need to just go to it every day and make money, because life is hard, and that's why you have to do what you don't like. And then as a child, you don't really have the resources to, you know, make a different experience for yourself, to, you know, engage the piece of you that is inspired, you know, but really, Dad, I want to be a dancer, you know, imagine the little boy. And it's like, no, that's a dream. That's a pipe dream. That can't happen. And so you begin to adopt this belief in this vibration in order to allow you to engage in the life experience that is in front of you. And then as you get older, you know, you start to hear these whisperings, hey, you can look into becoming that dancer that you wanted to always be. But then you get to look at how this belief is anchoring you and diminishing that little voice that's inviting you to expand and go into the areas of life that you may not have allowed yourself to go into because of cultural or religious or familial beliefs that you adopted to support you to exist in your family dynamic or in your cultural dynamic or in your religious dynamic.
And so these subconscious thoughts, you know, I talk quite a bit about this. They don't really even belong to us.
Exactly.
You know, they belong to our parents, our teachers, you know, our you know, the religion we were raised in, the different countries we were raised in, whether we're a boy or a girl. All of these things are brought up by the subconscious mind. And so we have a tendency when we get triggered, triggered being that, like, we're bothered by what's going on in our life.
Yeah. And you could look at triggered as being the point at which those two aspects of looking at life are coming in conflict with each other, right? The life is beautiful, life is hard. So we get triggered, right? When someone in front of us is really telling us life really can be beautiful. And you're like, no freaking way. Let me tell you all the stories of why it can't be beautiful. Even though that might be something you want, you have to unwind the tethers that you have acquired in your life. And it does, but here's the thing, it doesn't have to be long and drawn out and an arduous process. It can be incredibly powerful and released by working with you or, you know, any other energetic practitioner to support us in unwinding the tethers which keep us diminishing the fullest expression of our life.
Beautifully said. And this is, you know, why you and I do what we do, is because we've experienced this so many times with ourselves, you know, yeah. and with our clients and
sometimes
seminars.
Right in front of each other, right? Sitting over lunch going, oh my God, you have this huge aha moment of how this thought, this belief, this projection, this expectation of life has kept you small. And then
exactly.
you start to, you know, use your own inner wisdom to guide you to unwind the level and the depth of which it keeps you small.
You know, that was beautifully said, because as you said, it doesn't have to be challenging. You know, we face challenges, but within every challenge, there's possibilities. And once we become more neutral to what's going on in our life, we're able to make strong choices for ourselves. And so, you know, we do, as I said, have a couple callers waiting patiently here. So
yes.
we will take their calls after this quick break. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Karen Campbell Betton. When we return, we will share more ways to move some energy. 1-800-930-2819. Call in if you want to make some shift happen.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit The Fear and Anxiety Solution.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
1230 WBLQ.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Karen Campbell Betton. Before we continue, can you share your contact information, Karen?
Yes, it is. My website is karenbetton.com. KarenBetten, like bet $10. That's right. You can bet $10 on me and go to my website. And then my email is Karen@KarenBetten.com.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say that you formerly called your business Intuitive Living, and you've changed it now to Limitless mm-hmm. Living. And mm-hmm. so I just wanted to point that out to the listeners, because I noticed that we didn't change that in your biography when we put you on here today. So we'll have to remember next time.
Gotcha. Thank you for noticing that very much. I almost emailed you and I thought, It'll happen when it happens.
So we do have two callers waiting patiently here. So I would like to take their calls. We first have Marlene from Yorkton, Yorkton, Saskatchewan. Are you there, Marlene?
Yes, I am.
You're from my old stomping grounds in Saskatchewan.
Oh, really?
How's the weather in Saskatchewan?
Well, it's been pretty stormy, like, you know, with rain and clouds and stuff going through, but it's not too bad.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, sometimes in Saskatchewan, we have the most incredible lightning storms to watch.
Yeah.
What can we do for you today, Marlene?
Well, I wondered if you can help take my pain away.
Sure. Okay. Tell us about your pain.
I've had it for about 10 years. I fell off the back of my son's truck longer than that ago, and I don't know whether that is actually what started everything, but, and then I got a frozen shoulder for 3 years.
Okay.
And then I had an operation
on that shoulder.
It started
10 years ago.
It was all,
and what are your symptoms? So you've got a frozen shoulder, and what else?
No, I had it then operated on, and it's where the operation is, and it just feels like I've got a point that's sort of stuck.
Okay.
Below kind
and which,
of the
which
shoulder
arm
blade
is this?
To the kind of to the spine there.
Mm-hmm.
It's thoracic spine. All is what my where my
okay,
area
that's
is.
Okay, that's where you're feeling it. Which arm is frozen up?
It's the left.
Okay. And I like to get a baseline from people before we start to do any energetic shifting, just to see where you're at right now. So when you get in touch with the pain in your arm on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the absolute worst, where are you on that scale?
Depends sort of from day to day, but probably around a 6 all the time.
Okay. So basically you feel like you're at about a 6 in pain right now?
Maybe about a 5 right now. Like I've taken my, I'm actually trying medical marijuana right now.
Oh, okay. All right. So,
yeah, so
what we're going to do now is Karen has been sitting in the background here testing this and I can feel her doing it. So Karen, what are you picking up here?
Well, one of the first things that comes up is this word inevitable, right? Like this, you know, when you think about having to, you know, it's inevitable that you're going to live with this pain for the next 10 years. Where do you feel that in your body?
When I say that I am?
Yeah. Wait, do you ever think that it's inevitable that this pain will be with you?
Oh, no.
No.
Because
okay.
I do some meditation.
Okay. So let's have you think about that. That it's inevitable that this pain will be with me. Where do you feel that in your body?
Well, it would be on my left shoulder.
You feel it in your left shoulder. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, we talked about in the beginning of the program, you know, that we kind of have these beliefs in the background that are running and impacting what we even sense in our body and the vibrations that we pick up in the world. So this...
Mm-hmm.
This mental belief is coming in through your family that it's inevitable that you're going to suffer. And it's coming in through the feminine line. So through your mother's line, and it's going back even more than 5 generations, I would say 8 generations of different members of your family, navigating life with this view, if you will, and this vibration that and impacting your connection to your creativity, but it's really impacting your ability to create the path that supports and aligns most deeply with your wisdom that will support you in accessing the path to release this current experience that you have, not through your thought, but through your feeling, your deep knowing, your inner wisdom, your own inner compass. So what we're doing is shaving the connection that you have to this mental belief vibration that runs in your family. And it's almost as if it's kind of tied up in the uterus area. So we're just going to release that. Right now, I want you to take a nice deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And the uterus is very much about self-preservation. You know, it's also nurturing and nourishing and honoring what we desire to create, right? We think about that in the giving birth, but in this situation, it's anything we desire to create. And in this situation, it's creating joy, abundance, and limitlessness in your life experience.
And, you know, as soon as you mentioned about your shoulder, and the reason I asked you about which shoulder, is it left or right, I was picking up this same energy. And it's kind of like you have a what we would call in psychosomatics a chip on your shoulder, which is kind of like that feeling where it's, you know, a burden to be a woman on this earth. And a lot of that in, you know, are you what country are your, you know, your ancestors originally from?
Well, England.
Mm-hmm. And so how many generations have been in Saskatchewan?
One, two, three. Well, there's three ahead of me.
Yeah. Okay. So this is coming up from the struggle and the hardship. You can imagine moving from, you know, England to Canada and ending up in Saskatchewan, where there's, you know, some pretty harsh conditions in the winter in particular. And, you know, people did have to struggle to survive when they were pioneering and, you know, this new life, new course in life is what's coming up. And what I picked up right away also is, you were in your son's truck. Where were you going?
Oh, no, I was actually just in the back of it and I was helping just shovel off earth.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because, you know, just the fact that, so you were in the back of the pickup truck shoveling dirt? Okay.
Pardon?
So and so, you know, a lot of times the reason why I ask is because a lot of times when we have an accident is more kind of like, meeting is what I'm getting for you. So we want to strengthen, I'm going to work on this in the background. Karen, what else are you picking up here?
Yeah, that you feel that line is sort of like this collective participation in humanity's desire to release the charge around the duty of the woman, and, you know, all the English, I don't know how to describe it, but all the English beliefs that spread, you know, women of England of years ago, there was this cultural belief where you basically didn't get to do anything that you wanted. So that coming in like another layer of that burden of being a woman, you know, and that you don't get to do what you want to do. You have to do your duties. And, you know, doing what you want to do is an area that is too dangerous to explore. And that it's been, if you will, locking down your creative potential to access the path that supports and aligns with you most. So notice when you engage in activities, whether it's coming from your mind and the sense of duty of what you should be doing, or whether it's coming from what inspires you, and whether it's, you know, desire driven to get a result, or whether it's much more heart-centered and, you know, something that you are naturally and inclined that gets you excited and gets you full of life to engage in. And just have an awareness of what your shoulder feels like, you know, when you're engaging from a space of duty and shoulds, coulds, and woulds, and what you're engaging in that really makes you feel alive.
Yeah. And I would just like to ask you right now if you're perceiving any change as of yet. When you get in connection with your shoulder, does it feel any different right now?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. So we want to, this is important about, you know, the topic, why we chose this topic about the beauty in life, in comparison to hardship. And so we want to strengthen for you, your ability to return to homeostasis, to be able to move into this place. And what I was picking up is more on a Canadian level, being a Canadian, that, you know, we still belong to, the Commonwealth, and there's some energy here behind, royalty and peasants and, working on the land. You know, it's just found it very interesting that you were actually shoveling dirt. And so, it's
well,
coming up.
I've almost fought against almost any kind of demands, like even when I was a child. Yeah, with my mother.
And so this is coming up for you. What I would like to do, if you wouldn't mind hanging on here, because we have to take another quick break.
Okay.
If you will hang on, what we'll do is Karen and I'll do some more shifting, because I feel like this is something that, you know, you could let go of and allow yourself now to move into greater ease in being a woman and not having this burden to carry anymore. This familial burden coming from the maternal side is what's coming up. So hang in there, and Karen and I will work on this on the break. I am Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com. energeticupgrade.com, and also Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from thevector.com. I'm available on social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc., at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Karen Campbell-Betton here with me today, and I also have a caller on the line, Marlene from Yorkton, Saskatchewan. And Marlene, Karen and I were doing a bit more energetic shifting for you on the break. Karen, first we'll check in with you. Marlene, and just see, how are you feeling right now?
Well, I actually got up because I'm usually lean now.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a good sign. And so we were doing a bit of work around. Did you want to explain what you were shifting there, Karen?
Yeah, classically, I kind of forget it already. But the thing that a lot about expectation of how your life is going to show up, right? So there was this idea of needing to joy and pain-free and joy in life is dependent on how your environment and your world is showing up. And so there's a wiring in you that is tethered to that experience. And we want to invite you to rewiring your brain and your nervous system that this creating joy in your life is an inside job.
And I love that.
Yeah, and that, you know, what others say should, could, and would bring goodness into your life is to be noted, but it always needs to be, you need to check in with yourself as to what really lights you up. And something as simple as going and buying 4 different types of chocolate and finding the one, you know, whatever it is you enjoy, and finding what you really experience in a sensual sense. And when I say sensual, I mean engage all of your senses. Lighting up your nervous system with the capacity to experience a joy that is deeply aligned with your unique truth, right? Not your son's truth, not your family's truth, not your mother's, not your, you know, all these other people in your life, your friends, your community, all of it feels that is what you are wired to. And I want to rewire you and open your conscious mind and your subconscious mind to this possibility of engaging in life from something that is deeply anchored to what's uniquely resonant of your unique spirit and gifts and natural expression in this lifetime.
That was very beautifully said. And Marlene, what we are picking up here is for you, it's coming up like the sweetness of life and the, you know, the little joys in life that you can experience. And so I just wanted to check in with you again. How are you feeling right now?
Actually, before she answers that, I want you to take a nice deep breath, and I want you to allow your shoulders to float up towards the top of your head, and then both of them to float back down. And even if you can't move your shoulders, do it in your mind. Pretend. Get the nervous system in your brain engaged in this possibility. Your brain can't tell when you're actually moving something or when you're just imagining it. So do that for us. Take a nice deep breath and then answer Colette's question.
How does that feel, Marlene?
I don't know. I'm yet to the point almost that I don't know what anything does anymore.
Okay. So we're just going strengthen that
for you. It's not as painful, but it's still there.
Yeah. And what are you noticing in your shoulder right now?
Oh, that the muscles are trying to roll.
Okay. All right. So let's strengthen you to being able to roll with the punches is what's coming up. And not holding yourself back any longer. It's kind of like, what age are you?
I'm 64.
Yeah, see, I was picking up a weakness in your age. And a lot of people, as they're turning into, going into their 65th year, that's about retirement. And so we want to strengthen you that instead of retiring and resonating with people who are retiring, that when the word retire is kind of like getting tired all over again. Let's just strengthen you into moving into a more pleasing way of living for yourself and being strong to that.
And and just changing.
Just allowing it to change is what's
and
coming up.
Experiencing and expressing and giving credit to the potential you have to change.
Okay, cool. So just checking in with you one more time, Marlene, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling a bit better.
Good. And that's what we want to focus on is the better. And so we're going to strengthen that for you so that throughout the day today, that you're going to start to notice, hey, things are better. And that will help to, and you know, if you put some energy into, as Karen said, into allowing yourself to waken your central nervous system up is what's coming up, and allowing it to flow. And we're just going to strengthen that for you, that throughout the day that you're going to start noticing, oh, why am I telling myself that? Let's get strong to noticing what is going better. Okay. And so we're just going to strengthen that for you. And if you would like to let me know how you're doing, feel free to connect with me at info@thetruthisfunny.
You could email me as well. And I can give you a set of exercises that will really support your spine to engage a completely different set of wiring to support this new way of engaging the environment and the world, creating new patterns for you and all of the future generations and your ancestors. So just give me an email and I can send you a whole set of exercises that will support your spine.
That's awesome. And can you just share with her your email address again, Karen?
It's karen@karenbetton.com.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in, Marlene.
Pardon?
Thank you for calling in.
Oh, yes. Can I get Karen? What's your address again at, Karen?
karen@karenbetten.com.
Awesome. All right. And so
we also have
another caller on the line here from Poland, and this is Joanna. Are you there, Joanna?
Hello.
Hi, Joanna.
Me again. Hello, Colette and Karen.
That's beautiful. So how are you doing?
Oh, well, before I call in, I feel crap. And then when I call in, I feel so much better.
Oh, my goodness. But then, you just breathe into that. How powerful is that, Joanna? And what a gift that is to the entire community that's listening. And, you know, really connecting to how much you will be receiving from the universe and back. You know, when we put energy and charge into what we're already receiving with ease, it exponentially increases that experience in our lives and those that are around us. So, oh, so beautiful. Can you feel that all buzzing all over your body? So powerful.
I can feel it with the first caller already. This was my first shift that I got today.
Beautiful. So, and for all the listening community to recognize that each one of these callers is an opportunity for all of us to shave, you know, those aspects for each one of us. We may or may not resonate with the story, but if you're listening in, it is an opportunity for you to perhaps open the door to how this might be resonating in your life and recognize and give credit and charge and awareness to how you are shifting and moving in your body. It's a real powerful way for the world to start supporting our ability to experience change on the spot.
Yeah, and it's just the fact that you're already feeling better. What were you feeling so crappy about?
I have some like physical issues that I can. I have to say that I'm not really feeling very well last few days. I feel quite weak, and I have some digestive issues. In the line under the ribs and stomach, pancreas, and liver, and I have some pain.
Yeah, what I was picking up here is energy in the solar plexus, which is kind of like what I call the bottleneck. It's kind of like the energy coming up from, you know, your base chakra and your creative chakra, your sacral chakra, as Karen was saying, and that energy moving into your diaphragm. And a lot of what I'm getting is that for whatever reason, the last few days, it's coming up astrological for you on partly. And we have a full moon coming up here on the 18th and also an eclipse. And I'm getting, there's some energy around that for you. A lot of people feel that. It's kind of like a pulling, because when the moon goes into its full beauty, we have a tendency to feel that. And because we're made up of water, basically. And so we're just going to strengthen you to that. It's coming up for you emotional. And so we're just going to strengthen you to that, you know, remembering to breathe.
That's the point. Everything that Colette's saying, so beautiful, so perfect. But then this little additional piece that says you are bringing this up, particularly whatever arises in our awareness right before the full moon, is this incredible opportunity to engage the energies that are existing because of the moon and supporting us to release them. So the old story says, oh, these are coming up because there's something wrong with me, or ugh, I need to be fixed, or oh my gosh, I'm having this again. And the new story says, ah, oh, I am bringing to my awareness what I desire to let go of in this particular auspicious time around the full moon. If I am allowing my awareness to be aligned with what I'm ready to release, and what a powerful experience that is to support the natural innate wisdom of the body to release that and let it go in the time that's right for you, right? It could be today. Tomorrow's a full moon, right? Today's Wednesday. Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah.
So, you know, just kind of sitting with it, and then you can moon bathe, you know, to even bring your connection to the powerful energies of the moon. To
shed I
was doing it last night.
Yeah,
it does. Shed light on what you're ready to release, and then any of the sensations that arise in your body. You know, you can use old rituals of blessing them or loving them or whatever you want to do with them to recognize the beauty of your body's ability and your innate wisdom's ability to access and shed light on what you're ready to release.
Joanna, if you just hang in there for the break, we just need to take a very quick break here, and we'll come back to you and we'll just see where you're at when we return. We'll be right back.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com. Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit the Fear and Anxiety Solution.
1230 WBLQ.
I see your teeth flash, but you make them hard and so sweet.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and I have my guest today, Karen Campbell Benton, and we have Joanna, formerly from Poland, now in England on the phone. Joanna, we just want to check in with you here and see what you're feeling right now.
I'm feeling better, actually.
Good. And, you know, I didn't get a baseline from you, but what the number one thing that's coming up for you is this nervousness, nervous excitement is what I would call it. Karen, do you want to just talk a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, it's as simple as when sensations arise, we have a it's like a wiring that interprets what those sensations mean, right? And that interpretation is a result of our collective experiences with our culture and our family and our religions and all of these associations. But so, right, so sometimes we have accumulated experiences that say they're not good sensations. But I want to be, you know, realign you with the potential that we have to rewire how our body mind interprets our environmental stimuli and the sensations that are in our body. And sometimes what we think is anxiety and our collective charge around anxiety being a bad thing. Well, anxiety is this incredible vibration that supports us to get the essence out of life, right? To really, you know, to pull what the meaning is for us in the experience that's in front of us. So perhaps these sensations that you're experiencing are really your entire nervous system, which is your interaction with the environment, sparking up and lighting up to expand how you engage with the world in a way that is more aligned with your authentic self.
Yeah, I love that. Joanna, what are you feeling right now?
I feel so much calmer, but it's what is coming up also is that when things like that happen, when I'm not feeling good in my body, I'm so angry at myself. That is like such anger. It's like,
This is not out. Your anger is and what I'm picking up. This is kind of it's yours, but it's not yours. Okay.
But for one moment, how beautiful is that? That beautiful awareness of the anger that you're feeling with yourself, because you have the choice to engage that story that has diminished how you showed up in this world or not to engage that story. You know, so there's ways you can tag on, oh, look at that. I'm getting angry. I want myself to show up a different way. Isn't that interesting? Or this guy, Kyle Cease, has this thing that he adds on to it. I love it. He says, and I love that, right? Which brings this lightness to it. Like, oh, look at that. I'm being angry at myself. And I love that. So in not rejecting how you are showing up, you create space for you to be more anchored in your authentic self, which says, hey, I'm showing up the way that supports me the most, even though I have this collection of stories that wants to beat myself up for this.
Yeah. And so we just want to check in with you one more time because we're running out of time in Radio Land here. where are you at right now?
I feel calm.
There we go.
I can't think of a number today.
Yeah. I forgot to ask you for a baseline, but, the energy, you can hear it in your voice and you can hear it in your being. It's kind of like, what I'm perceiving here is that you have sort of allowed yourself to change this. And so we're just going to strengthen you to that. You're doing really good work. You've been, you're moving forward. We need to remember that we are all in process here. We are living on this earth and we are here to experience life. And if we take the judgment out of it, then we don't have to judge our experience so much as being a good or a bad experience. But like, as Karen said, just allowing like yourself to feel, oh, that's that anxiety feeling is very, very close to that excitement feeling. And so we just strengthen that for you, that you'll be able to tell the difference and be able to use that energy and use your sensitivity to work for you rather than that energy, causing you distress. Okay. So we're just going to strengthen that for you, that you're going to remind yourself throughout the day that, you know, you have the ability to move forward in the direction that you wish to make the change. And so we just strengthen that for you, making really strong choices. And so, Karen, any last words here for
that word sensitivity? I want to redefine it for you, right? We're used to thinking that that is insinuation with not a good attribute to have. However, it's intimately aligned with your senses, you are intimately connected, and our senses are how we interact with the environment, right? If we had no senses, then we wouldn't be able, you know, no, couldn't see, couldn't hear, you know, all that. We wouldn't be engaging with the environment. We would be dead. And they've actually shown that people who are remove all stimuli for the senses, they start making up an imaginary world anyway, you know, because we can't, that's part of the functioning of our brain. So each time you want to say, oh, I'm so sensitive, and put a negative twist on it, say, actually, I am intimately engaged with my senses, and I can use that information to align my next move with what feels like the deepest expression of my authentic self.
I love that. Thank you for calling in, Joanna.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Joanna. So nice to work with you.
Thank you, Karen. I just want you to repeat that. I love what you just said. And just say it one more time so people can really hear what you said about sensitivity, about the intimacy of engaging in our senses.
So sensitivity, we like to put a negative twist on that. Oh, she's so sensitive. And trust me, I got that my whole life. And I saw it as a not a, an attribute that I wanted to engage in. So I would beat myself up. Oh, look at you. You're feeling bad. You're feeling sensitive. And then one day, you know, in doing all of this work and really continuing to find what spoke to my, what really lit myself up, you know, which was not what lights my family up. Let's get that first, right? My immediate family thinks I'm nuts. But I slowly began to find that, you know, forget my immediate family, all the people I worked with as a nurse, I'm a surgical trauma ICU nurse, you know, but I've heard a call, you know, and I found that what lit me up was not what lights up anyone else. And that is so powerful. So then when our senses start to give us our awareness sensations, we get to align with the possibility that we are intimately engaged with what supports us to be uniquely us. We are in tune with our senses, with our interaction with the environment, and we can utilize that information to support the deepest expression of our truth. Or you can choose to continue in the other story that says it's a bad attribute and you shouldn't have it and you need to change that. One feels heavy, one feels, you know, as if there's something wrong with us, and the other, you know, perhaps it makes you feel lit up, makes you feel inspired. It makes you feel that you really are a unique person that has unique talents and unique gifts to share with this world. And the only way that you can find that path is to go within and notice what those senses are, highlight them, find out what their information that they are providing for you is, and listen to the redirection that you are gently being guided to from within your own soul and spirit and authentic self, whatever you want to call it, right? That aspect of ourselves that does not attribute our worth to how we show up in the role as a mother or a student or a sister or a, you know, whatever, employee, spiritual person, you know, student, sick person, whatever it might be, that essence of ourselves that is not dependent upon the roles that we play in the world.
That is beautifully said. Thank you, Karen. And, you know, we've run out of time for the radio show today. We did have another caller who is trying to call in. Feel free to call in next week, or you can connect with me at info@thetruthisfunny.com. And Karen, thank you so much for all your brilliant, energetic shifting and, you know, your beautiful words. It was such a pleasure to have you on the show. And thank you, Brian, for all the perfect music. Thank you to the listeners for calling in. We'll be back next week at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time on Wednesday, and we will say bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.